Local business, local jobs. Council had a busy year partnering with the City of Casey, supporting our local business community through training, advocacy and networking opportunities. The partnership has hosted a number of events, including the 2016 Casey Cardinia Business Awards, which attracted 107 entrants, and the Casey Cardinia Business Breakfasts, which saw a record number of attendees network with one another and hear from guest speakers, television personality Todd Sampson, and restaurateur and author Stephanie Alexander. The Casey Cardinia Business Women's Lunch, held in August, was another well-attended event, with Naomi Simpson as the key speaker. Ms. Simpson is the founding director of online company Red Balloon and a resident shark on TV's Shark Tank, as well as a past winner of Telstra Businesswoman of the Year. Council's Coordinator Strategic and Economic Development, Andrew Pomeroy, said increasing opportunities for local employment will continue to be a critical issue over the next 20 years, and Council is working to increase the number of new local jobs. Many residents travel outside the Shire for work, and we expect those numbers to continue to increase as our population grows, he said. Through the Casey Cardinia Investment Attraction Framework, we are pursuing a number of locally based initiatives to increase the number of jobs in the region, as well as advocating to the Victorian and Australian governments to fund projects that promote the region as a great place to invest. He said Council was among the exhibitors promoting the region to potential investors at the Smart Manufacturing Expo, May, and at the Manufacturing and Future Industries Forum, June. Through its partnership with the City of Casey, Council is also working to build the tourism sector and promote the Casey-Cardinia region as a visitor destination, with events such as the Casey-Cardinia Tourism Conference, held in August this year. This event, which followed on from the success of the inaugural Casey-Cardinia Tourism Forum held in August last year, was sponsored by Council and run by the tourism industry itself, led by Casey-Cardinia Tourism and the Eastern Dandenong Ranges Tourism and Business Group. Mr. Pomeroy said supporting the Shire's agribusiness sector was another key focus for Council, as is striking a balance between Melbourne's residential land needs and securing the land needed for farming. Cardinia Shire is recognised as one of Australia's most fertile and valuable agricultural areas and plays an increasingly vital role in providing food for Victoria's population. But there will also be ongoing challenges given its location on the urban fringe, Mr. Pomeroy said.